get card from Backstreet Boys.
Shout out to Boy Band Break.
It's Chris Kirkpatrick here. Shout out to your podcast, Boy Band Break.
Hey everybody, this is Howie D, and I'm listening to Boy Band Break.
Hi, Ashley Parker Angel here. Huge shout out to the Boy Band Break podcast.
This is Brad from LFO, and you are listening to Boy Band Break.
Hey, what's up? This is Jacob.
It's Dan.
What's up? It's Trevor.
And it's Eric Michael, and it's time for Boy Band Break, baby. Let's go!
Welcome back to Boy Band Break, where we encourage you to take a break from your day and join us in some boy band conversation. As always,
I'm Chinzia.
I'm Sophia.
And I'm Lydia, aka Mama Lou.
Welcome back, everyone.
All right.
Yes, exciting. Oh, yeah. Backstreet Boys are finishing off their DNA World Tour.
Yeah.
Soon.
Allegedly. That's crazy, right? 4 years.
Are they going to the space station?
They are not. As of today, they have not announced anything. Ooh, their countdown's coming up soon, too, right? We should pay.
Countdown.
The countdown, they're now at number 14. They just posted it. It's All I Have to Give music video.
Okay, so by the time you hear this episode, it may have already, something may exciting may have happened.
We don't know what that is.
So essentially for the Backstreet Boys 30th anniversary on April 20th.
Uh-huh.
That has passed. So the 30th anniversary and people were all excited that they were going to do something and then nothing happened.
And then
so what they ended up doing was they had this like BSB 30 website.
Uh-huh.
And they had, I believe it was 100 different things
for
the boys' career. So stuff from over the career. And then you had to pick your top 30 of these items. And then they put it all together. And then based on what the fans thought were the top 30 moments, they're doing a countdown.
Yeah. Oh. So all the votes, right?
A lot of people are hypothesizing that when they get to number one, something exciting will happen or they'll announce something.
Possibly a cruise or a concert.
Oh, okay. Maybe a cruise.
Or something. I don't know.
But they, in the past, they've said they don't want to do a cruise again. So I don't know. I feel like with the Backstreet Boys, just keep the low expectations.
Yeah.
Just in my head, I'm like, when the last day happens, they won't even acknowledge it. That's what I'm going with. So anything on top of that is a pleasant surprise.
It's a bonus, right?
Yes. So if something happens before this episode airs, disregard this part. And wow, it's amazing. Yes.
Thing.
If something exciting has happened before that, then we will definitely update you and put that on there. So,
yes.
But anyways, today's episode has nothing to do with the Backstreet Boys.
Okay.
It actually, in fact, the reason why I even thought about it is because I was scrolling through some, I believe it was actually Instagram, and I never go on Instagram at all because I'm terrible.
I'm not an Instagram person.
I
enjoy Instagram now.
It's like, Sophia,
because, I don't know, since Twitter with Elon has gone like to shit, I'm like, okay, Instagram it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I enjoy the pictures. I enjoy, but I have always kind of liked Twitter, although I'm not.
To be fair, it's not really about pictures anymore. They've made it reels.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. People are like upset about it. Yeah.
Because they disappear.
Oh, is it like
I have a very bad memory. I don't
know. So reels are different. Reels are like 30-second of video where they show like pictures and then they put music to it of your adventure.
Oh,
IG story is what disappears after 24 hours.
That's the thing that,
I don't like those things.
There's too many things to keep track of. I'm a boomer. I like Facebook. Oh my God.
TikTok is another thing I have not been sucked into
don't
yet.
Don't get into TikTok, man.
I'm on TikTok, but I just watch the videos and then I'm out.
Are you up to like 4 a.m. watching videos? Like
no.
Okay. I just get obsessed and then I'm like, I need to make my own homemade butter. Like I'm insane. I'm insane.
We really do need to. We do have a TikTok account. I believe we have two videos. Two videos.
We should make a video. Like
one includes maybe a toilet.
Maybe a Joe Bros video.
Give me 5 more minutes.
Yeah, we did like a 5 more minutes thing.
Yeah,
that did not take off. Surprisingly not.
That's because we tried to make our own trend.
I know.
Having no followers or no one knowing who we are.
So yeah, that's true. Whoopsie.
You know what? Maybe that'll be a project this summer. We'll figure that out. Anyways. Nothing to do with anything again. So I was on Instagram, and I guess obviously I'm a fan of Christopher & Sync. So
you are?
I know. What? Shocking. So I was, I guess apparently I follow a fans of Chris Kirkpatrick on Instagram.
Oh God! And
can we play Instagram music? It's not music. This is talking.
Yeah, you can play it.
I don't know if it'll actually work or whatever.
I don't know if it'll get copyrighted, but okay, try it.
Code.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, that's the boy code for episode 8.
It's the boy band code.
Boy band code. So I was like, why are Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick talking about the boy band code to Joey McIntyre?
That's a weird one.
What is this?
So I watched this episode.
Okay, I was just trying to get to what this is, though, first. Okay. So then I was like, what the hell is this? And then somebody said, what is this from? And then another person responded, Return of the Mac. And then I was like, what the fuck is Return of the Mac? So then, as I do when I'm avoiding doing actual work and other things, I was like, now I must figure out what Return of the Mac is. Good news, friends. I have figured it out. I will bring us to our ever trusty Wikipedia page.
Thank God.
Return of the Mac. It is a TV series starring Joey McIntyre.
Yes. So
there you go.
And so, where is Joey McIntyre from?
What? Boston?
What boy band is he from?
Sorry.
New Kids on the Block. Here we go. Had a bunch of hits.
Yeah, so it is New Kids on the Block, Joey McIntyre. Return of the Mac is not the theme song.
No.
Which it should be, but you know, it's not.
Does that make sense?
It's of him talking.
Yes. So
the theme song.
There is not really a theme song. It's kind of just like a video. So let me just kind of like here, I'll read the synopsis.
All right. All right.
So it says Return of the Mac. It is an American sitcom that was created by Joey McIntyre and Paul Greenberg. The series stars Joey McIntyre, Adam Ray, Jamie Denbow, Katie Wee, Punam Patel, and Barrett McIntyre. The series premiered on Pop April 12th, 2017.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that the TV Guide station, and then it turned to Pop?
I have no idea.
You know what? That is an excellent question. Let's see what Pop... Pop, commonly referred to as Pop TV, is an American pay television network, a channel owned by Paramount Global under its network division through the MTV Entertainment Group. It is a general entertainment channel focusing primarily on programs pertaining to popular culture. That definitely makes sense for what this was.
Yeah.
So shockingly, it was only one season long. There are 8 episodes. The main cast is Joey McIntyre as Joey McIntyre. Adam Ray is Alex, so that is his manager. Jamie Denbow is Sam, who I believe is one of the record executives. Katie Wee as Paige, who's another record executive. Punam Patel as Susie, who works for the record label and is like a super fan of Joey McIntyre.
She's funny.
She's hilarious. Barrett McIntyre, which is his real life wife. Donnie Wahlberg makes many appearances.
I think the reason why is because their production company was involved in this. Because at the end of each episode, it said D&J Productions. And I think it's Donnie and Jenny.
Yeah, it does say that. D&J Productions.
Right. Yeah.
He's also an executive producer, and so is Jenny. So there's quite a few.
Yes. People. So I think that's why he was involved.
All right. So then Jenny McCarthy is obviously plays herself. Griffin, Reese, and Kira are Joey's and Barrett's kids in real life. So they also play themselves.
I guess this was like the first time he's shown like everyone, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, Anthony Geo as Flan, who's who ends up being a nanny, and then
he's also funny.
Yes. So these
and who's the last one?
Jordan Black is Malcolm, so he works for the record label. He's like the money guy. So that's your main characters. Also, I found. So I'm just gonna just straight up tell you that I ran out of time and did not get to watch all the episodes. Sophia has watched all the episodes. But I
will try to remember because sometimes the brain does not remember.
Okay.
And
so
I watched one episode.
So there you go. So in each episode, there is like a celebrity as well, generally in the episode too, like a friend or a foe who is there doing things. So, okay. So right off the top, I just want to say that this show is a little if you are looking for a serious show, this is not the show.
No, it's so cheesy.
And
oh
this
my
is
God.
Like a very cheesy show. And it's like so it's like a reality show, but it's not real. It's a scripted one, obviously. And they play like more like
heightened versions of themselves.
That's it. Heightened versions of themselves. So, okay. Sophia, you said it was similar to.
It was similar to the 90210 reboot when they came back and they heightened versions of themselves.
It was like, I'm Tori Spelling. Oh, we're at this convention or whatever, right? So,
yes.
It's them kind of playing themselves, but not all the side characters are real characters. And it's, I would say it's kind of like Together in a way. Mm.
It's like very fake reality
show, cheesy, like in Together, like each season was like a whole, you have this overarching thing.
Yeah.
And then each episode had like this little thing, but overall. So like the overarching thing is that Joey wants to have his own, he wants to
make crime his own series
TV show.
Yes.
Like so, Donnie.
He wants to be. Oh, and okay, so Donnie's like the supportive friend. Uh-huh. And he always goes to him for like advice and tells him like, take the job. Don't be a slob. Remember what we say? Yeah. And then Jenny is very funny because it seems like she doesn't really like Joey McIntyre in the episode. So I'm like, that's a fun character. I think she's just playing. I think it was just like a tongue-in-cheek thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I tried to find more information about this show, it was very hard.
Yeah.
So I feel like maybe I just wasn't looking in the right place. I couldn't find anyone that had like an episode by episode breakdown of what happened in the thing. So I kind of wanted to do that ourselves.
Yeah.
But again, I didn't really get a chance to do it all. But so it's a cute and fun show. So I'm just going to show you really.
It's definitely entertaining.
Yeah.
I was laughing a little bit, that's for sure.
My mom watched part of it. She also laughed out loud at some of the ridiculous jokes, but I would say it's kind of almost like a Big Time Rush show.
Okay.
Maybe kind of. Kind of like music boy band, so he's like he's playing.
I feel himself. Like if you like cheesy, you're like gonna love this.
Disney
like
Channel
cheesy,
vibes.
Yes, if you like cheesy Disney Channel vibes, this is like your type of show. There was some like swearing and stuff, but it was beeped out and things, so it's not like you could probably watch it. There's some awkward things, but yes. Anyways, so for example, it looks like when it first hit off, it had 0.069 million viewers. So.
Sixty-nine thousand people,
maybe.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Maybe.
Why can I not?
Huh?
Why can I not do math, guys? Wow.
You're very tired today. And it's
hold
okay.
on.
It's okay. I can't do math.
I think it's like 69,000. That seems
1 million
possible.
Times 0.069.
Like, why do I gotta do it like this? Why?
69,000 people. So 69,000 people watched the first episode. Second episode was apparently the biggest one with 91,000 people. Then it just kind of trailed down. The seventh episode was 37,000 people. And I don't know
no one watched if the last,
the last episode they just stopped counting or didn't aired or something. I'm not really sure.
No.
There's literally no information about what
because happened. The eighth episode is like when he, what happens like throughout the series. If you're watching the whole show, then you're like, okay, what does he do? Does he finally do the talk show?
Is and like that's what you're...
He finally does the daytime talk show.
Hey, you can't spoil it, man.
Oh, no. This show well, I'm going to spoil it.
Okay, so we're going to spoil
it. Obviously, spoiler alert in effect. I mean,
I don't know. So how many years old is this show?
2017.
Isn't again, it like
minus 2023.
Six years.
That's it?
Yeah, only 6 years.
Yeah, 6 years. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's
I can do math.
It's job, fairly so. New, guys, so... yeah, anyway, so it's out
time
there.
Is flying.
All right, so I feel like might as well. So if you are fans of the show, let us know what your favorite episode was and stuff. So I was excited because I was like, obviously Joey Fatone and Chris Kirkpatrick are going to be in this somewhere.
Episode three was pretty like maybe like one of the best episodes of the show, and five was pretty good. Like all of the episodes were good, but I think three and five were up there.
Yeah.
All right, so when I tried to find this show on YouTube, guess what? Was not there because YouTube never puts things and takes things down.
Boo.
However, how do I share?
We have another
screen
channel that we found.
Yes.
That you found. Sorry.
Daily Motion. So I'm going to try to put the links in and on when we post this on Facebook. Hopefully they'll allow links to Dailymotion. I don't know. In case they don't and you want to watch this, you're just going to go to dailymotion.com and you're going to look for Return of the Mac.
Yeah, you can just put it in the search bar and then put it in.
You should be able to find it. What I thought was weird is that one person did not upload all 8 episodes.
Oh.
It's like,
yeah, it was different people. Yeah.
Really?
Ideally, you would have one person like, I'm just going to upload all 8 episodes, put in a playlist, you're good to go.
Yeah.
No, I had to like go to Wikipedia, find out all the names of all the episodes, find them. Anyways, I've done that. I will hopefully link them here. Hopefully they'll work. If not, Dailymotion.
Is Canada TV show the name of that particular channel?
It's the person that...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, was this Canadian only?
So it literally starts off and I'm just like, what the hell am I watching?
This is where I kind of like, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. At first I was like, am I watching the right thing? Because this like, is not...
What did I just click on? Yeah. So Circus 3, Rachel Ray. So I'm going to read my notes here. So... yeah, so it starts off with Celeb Circus 3. So Joey McIntyre is kind of just standing around in a circus onesie.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
That's right. That's him in a circus onesie. Well, people are walking by. So he yells at his manager, Alex, who is this gentleman who's just at the fair, at the circus, eating popcorn. He's like one of the worst managers ever. Entertaining, and
he was very funny. I thought it was hilarious.
You can see this, right, Soph?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So as you can see, Joey's face is like, what the hell did you do? Sign me up for Celebrity Circus. So he's yelling at him. He's talking about...
oh, because he's like, you don't say no to publicity on that. Oh, you don't say no to network television.
Yes. So, yeah, so you don't... and then something about John Stamos. He's like, you wouldn't do this. So I guess John Stamos is, because in the background, you can hear them like calling out the other celebrities, like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, oh, Rachel Ray is next. And then all you hear is that she gets injured off camera. Like, oh, you don't see her at all. But then they're like, what the hell?
But then the helmet rolls to them.
Yes. So then this is kind of like the opening. Oh, hold on. Nope, I've gone too far.
Sorry, are you talking?
Juliet, speak louder, please.
Can you hear me?
I didn't know if you were talking or not. Sorry.
No, she's
yes, good. I was just showing the opening sequence if it shows, but I don't think.
Yeah, it shows. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's Rachel Ray's helmet. They're like, oh, no, Rachel Ray got injured on this Celebrity Circus 3, which obviously is a fictitious show. But they also have, like, you know, celebrity boxing and all that stuff. So, yeah. So there's not an opening song. It's just this video of, like, him talking about his life and new kids and doing all this other stuff. And now he's a family man and his sitcom got canceled. So now he wants to make his own show. So that is the Return of the Mac. And then he's there and then his kids all run in and his wife and everything. So, so he wants to sell.
I don't know how much of this we can show.
Oh, sorry. I'm not showing. Sorry.
So pause.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll just pause on Joey's face.
Yeah. Just do like stills. Stills are okay.
Okay. So he wants to sell something.
Stop whispering, please.
He wants to sell something. I can't read my words. Denture scenes? I don't know what the fuck that says.
I don't know either.
So it says,
okay.
So the kids are running around.
Can I explain?
Yes, please.
I feel like I kind of remember. So he booked a job, but and the wife and his wife had us a job. But he needs to take the kids to the dentist. So he can't agree to the job if both of them are doing something. Because the kids can't drive themselves to the dentist.
Okay, I now realize what my words said. So I can say that.
Okay.
So he wants to sell a detective series. So he's on the phone with his manager. He said that he has all the rights for this. He wants to do this detective series. The kids are running around. Barrett has this job jar for him because now he's not working. So she's like, oh, you need to do all the job stuff. So then he has to bring Reese, who is the middle son. So it's Griffin, Reese, and then Kira.
Okay.
They got to bring Reese to karate. So then his manager's like, oh, don't worry. I got the Comfy Channel wants you. It's like HBO for women. So he's like, oh, okay. So he ends up like going to this meeting at the Comfy Channel, thinking it's about this detective series.
Right.
And he takes Reese with him. And this is where you meet the very lovely Susie.
Hold on, where is she? There.
So Susie is like the receptionist and a super fan. Very excited to see Joey McIntyre.
So because he brought his son with him, He needed him to do something to distract him while he went into the meeting. So he got the pens from the receptionist and was like, here, draw. So then he put the pens and the paper down, and then Reese was drawing. And then the guy's like, you're not going to leave him here, right? And then Joey Mack was like, yeah, he'll be okay. He loves to draw. And then he went into the meeting.
So he goes into the meeting. Susie, so I don't know if you guys have ever...
where are you?
I don't know where I am.
The first one.
The first one is not the first one. It's number two now.
Okay. Did you close it?
Okay, whatever. Anyways, he goes into the... So Susie, I don't know if you guys have ever watched the Jonas Brother TV show.
No.
No.
So this is also very similar to the Jonas Brother TV show. I just thought of that now. Susie is very much like Macy, who is like kind of on the outskirts and is a fan, but is like a crazy, and she hyperventilates and she's like, whatever. She's a fun character. Anyways, so she has like a button maker and she's making like Joey McIntyre buttons and stuff.
Yes, she's even at one point was like, would you like a button? And he's like, no, it's okay.
No, he's like, I'm good, thanks. So she's like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see you, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, okay. So they go in. So then they meet these two people. So these are the executives. So the blonde one's name is Sam. And she's kind of like the president, but she's like really creepy.
Like touchy?
Yes.
She's like very like on pills. She likes to take these pills.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Paige is also part of the executive team. I don't know her exact position there, but she's more of like the straight lace, non-crazy one. So they're like, oh yeah, we want you to host a show. And he's like, great, I have this detective series, blah, blah. They're like, oh, actually, no, we want you to host a late night talk show. Okay. And he's like, yeah, but I don't want to do that. And then, so then he comes back out and Reese has like colored all over the desk and it's just like a disaster.
And
they're like,
they run out.
So they run out. Everything's like, okay, well, we're on our way out. Okay, bye. So then Joey decides, he needs some advice. Should he do this talk show? So he decides he's going to call up his buddy,
Donnie Wahlberg,
where I cannot find him. He's somewhere near. Donnie Wahlberg. There he is. Okay. Donnie Wahlberg.
And then Jenny's character is like doing selfies. Yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah, so like Donnie's like trying to be like, this very wise friend. And then Jenny's just kind of doing her own thing here, right?
Okay.
So he's like, oh, I don't know. She's like doing her nails and stuff. And then Donnie's like, whatever. And he's like, Joe, I need to give you some advice. Don't be a slob. Take the job. So like this is
he repeated it as well. They said it at the same time.
Yes. So that's, I guess, like, this is one of, because Donnie's a hardworking guy. He's like, you know what? You got to do this. Go do
is
this.
Is he a celebrity? In
it's the same.
It's him now. Okay. It's like he's in Blue Bloods. He has all.
Okay.
Like, this is just like, this is Donnie Wahlberg's real life.
Okay.
So the manager's a big fan of both of them.
And like the manager's always like trying to talk to them. And he's all like, oh, hey, whatever. And they're just like, So then Barrett is at the dentist. So that's the wife.
Barrett is his wife.
It might be easier if you use this.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. So yeah. So he's
Barrett McIntyre.
She takes the kids there. She ends up running into her old boss, who is this lady.
Who's she?
Quinn. Quinn is her name. So yes. So I guess.
No, sorry. And that's his son. Sorry? Her son.
Are you saying that Joey Mack's wife?
So this blonde lady in the pink shirt is Barrett.
Okay.
Yes.
So she runs into her old boss.
Oh.
So I guess in this world, Barrett used to be a stylist.
Yes.
I believe in real life, Barrett is actually a realtor.
I believe so, yes.
So I don't know if she actually did the stylist stuff or not, or if this is what Barrett of the show is doing.
Okay, got it.
So she has taken some time off to take care of her kids.
Yeah.
Because obviously Joey McIntyre is big, but now she kind of wants to get back to work. So she runs into this like very fake lady. It's all like, oh, you need to be a stylist. You need to come back. I'm swimming in all this stuff. I need you to come back. So she's like, oh, well, I guess Joey's taking a break right now. So she thinks, okay, maybe, yes. So then they're back to, so she's like, okay, well, let me talk to my husband, blah, blah, blah. So then he's going to tell her that he got this job offer for this. But then Barrett's like so excited that she got the job offer. So he doesn't tell her about the talk show.
So yes, because like, she already accepted the job without even talking to him.
She didn't talk to him, but she was just like, oh, we're not really doing anything. Like, you're whatever. I'm going to take this job. It's my dream. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. So that was kind of like the thing where he's like, okay, then I'm definitely, because he didn't really want to do the talk show. And then now seeing how excited his wife is to get this job, he's like, okay, perfect. I'm just going to go there and tell them that I'm not taking the talk show.
May I interject? They are rich enough to have an au pair who can do these things for them. All right.
At this time, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
or I guess for this show, perfect.
A fan could do that. But okay.
Disbelief. Suspend disbelief for a little bit.
We don't know how much money we don't know how much money was taken away from them. We don't know their lifestyle.
I don't know. Yes, wearing another jacket on purpose. I think you have money.
Okay. So anyways, he goes there to tell them that he's not taking the job, and then like confetti lands on them.
Because they have like a party almost celebrating like, that he's gonna be a part of the show. Yeah.
Cute. Yes. Okay. So so he's like, okay, I'm not doing the show, blah blah blah. So they have these pins, and now as you can see,
look at her face. That one of the executives is hilarious.
And she's not getting this, so she's very mad, and they're like, oh, okay. So then Susie is crying. Susie, no. So then the manager tries to take a Joey pin for the road, and then she says no.
Yeah.
She slaps it away.
She slaps his hand away. Yeah. Oh, yes. So now Quinn, who is Barrett's boss, is at Quinn's house, and she's just like showing like the latest styles of clothing and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then she was all like, oh, she's all like, oh, that's so good that your husband passed up on the job. And she's like, what are you talking about? Oh. They're like, oh, he was supposed to be the talk show host, but he said no because whatever. And she's like, what?
Uh-oh.
So they're like, okay. So she didn't know because Joey never talked to her about it.
Oh.
So then America loves dwarves. What? I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Do you know? Okay, well, maybe Sophia knows.
Maybe I'll see that
later. Sophia, do you know anything about America Loves Dwarves?
Or Dave's? I don't know. I don't know.
No.
Anyway,
recall that.
So Barrett's kind of feeling bad, but Joey is now like outside of, I don't know where
he was. The karate place for his child. Right.
So he's at the karate place. And then who happens to appear? January Jones.
Who?
She's an actress. I believe she's on Mad Men.
Okay.
You've seen her. She's in other movies.
So then she's like flirting with him.
So she's like flirting with him, and she's like, oh, she's like, oh, did she already know about the show, or did Joey say something?
No, Joey told her.
Oh, I got offered this show. She's like, oh my God, I would love to be a guest on your show. Yeah, I would totally watch your talk show about you. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So then he's like, oh, okay.
And then the sun comes out. Because they were talking.
And then she realizes that Joey's still married. So then she like walks away.
Because she asks him, the son, do you have a mother?
Is your mommy around? She's like, yeah, she's at home. We were like, oh, so she's like, oh, okay. So then she leaves. Because obviously she's trying to pick up Joey back. So he's like, oh, damn. Whatever. So we lost that. So she comes home and Barrett's like, oh my God, you got accepted for the show. You should take the show. Like, we'll figure it out. She's like all excited. And then she hears that it's going to be a talk show. And she's like, a talk show? Like, what the hell? Why would you want to do a talk show? And then they're like,
So then she was like, you should fire your manager because he sucks as a manager. He's like, no, he helps me. He's been there from the beginning. And she's like, yeah, I know. He's in every one of our wedding photos. And then,
oh, yes, that's what that's about. So there's the manager in the back of the wedding photo. And stuff.
Definitely
so
photoshopped like, in, but okay.
Yes, that's total
Photoshop.
Total Photoshop.
Photoshop has gotten so much better over the years.
Yeah, I know.
That was not the time. So then he's like, okay, whatever. So then he decides he's going to do the show. So then he gets sent this lovely gift basket. And the gift basket says, welcome to the team, Joey Lawrence.
Oh, no.
There's so many Joeys.
There's a lot of Joeys pop world, in the boy band world. So that's the end of that episode. So all the episodes are pretty quick. They're like 20 minutes. They're very quick. What was annoying when I was trying to watch one of the episodes today is that it just kept playing all these ads. And I was just like,
oh no.
I was like, oh, I can't get rid of like Danny there's Washington. More ads than show. But anyways. Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next episode is called The Other Joey. So I'm just gonna switch switch over to here, share this time.
Sorry, you're a little bit quiet, sorry.
Sorry. So the second episode is The Other Joey. So each of the episodes starts off with a bit of a recap, like, hey, this is what happened, and whatever, previously on. Like The Other Joey. So you think, okay, so you think it's just a joke and they're not going to bring up Joey Lawrence again, right?
Yeah.
Just kidding. There's Joey Lawrence.
Man, he looks different.
Immediately out there. So it's his first day of working on the show. So they have Joey McIntyre.
Oh, okay. So
he's now agreed to do this talk show. Show is not actually started yet. Okay. So this is just them getting like ready to promote the show and get all the stuff and figure out the plan and stuff.
Got it.
So he shows up for the office. And the very first person he sees is Joey Lawrence getting out of a car.
Ooh.
And let me tell you, Soph, have we met Joey Lawrence?
No.
Whoa.
I don't think so.
He was at last year's 90Con, but I didn't want to pay for it to see him. So anyways, he seems like a genuinely nice guy, but in this version of him, he is just like a passive aggressive douchebag.
Okay.
It's hilarious. So anyways, so he comes out of the car and then I guess they were both on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Yes.
And both of them made it to third place.
Okay.
Yes.
So Alex, the manager, is like super excited to meet Joey Lawrence. He's like, oh, he was on Dancing with the Stars. He came in third place. And then Joey McIntyre's like, I also came in third place. He's like, you're on Dancing with the Stars? He's like, you're my fucking manager. Like, of course. It's like, I totally remember that. It's so funny. He's just so ridiculous. So then Joey Lawrence is just like putting him down. He's like, you know, how he's like a real actor and that he was offered his own talk show, but he passed on it. Because you know it's like only like wash up like people do that, and then he finds out that Joey McIntyre has the show. Ugh. So it's just like a bunch of passive aggressiveness, and he's like, oh, you know, if you ever need to work out, you can work out with me because you know I'm very like, and stuff. So he's just like kind of like saying like how Joey's like not attractive and not as amazing as it is. It's actually a pretty funny sequence of him just saying
I think it's funny
shit to him, and he's like, you should work out or you do this or anyways. So then So Alex is just so fucking excited to be in his presence.
Yeah, he was like quite the character.
So as per usual, what the heck is that?
Balls?
Dictionary. I think it was balls, actually.
Yeah.
So anyways, he calls Johnny and Jenny and they're in bed again and they are playing Pictionary. And I guess this is balls. I don't.
Or maybe Wahlburgers.
Oh, it could be a W. I don't know.
Yeah.
So they're playing Pictionary. And then Donnie's phrase of the day to Joey is, you can't give it to me straight. You can't have food off my plate. Something like that. Like, doesn't really make sense. So he's like giving him advice about like, who cares about what Joey Lawrence said? You just do your thing and you're putting food on your plate.
So yeah.
You're providing for your family.
I just think it's great that he's always like calling him for advice. Like that's
fantastic. And I wonder if that's what it's like in real life too.
Probably.
Because
he's like full of wisdom, right? He's all about the quotes and the love and all that.
That is true. He is definitely the more like centered member of the new kids.
Who's
like Zen. He gives out hugs. Yes.
Yeah. Very cute.
He's very good.
Very good guy. Anyway, so so now they go back to the office and they decided that they're going to announce Joey's show at Criticon, which is like a convention for critics. And is kind of just saying like, hey, these are the new shows that are coming out this season. Like one of those upfronts, they call them. So they're like, okay, cool. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And then he's like, this guy, Malcolm, is the money guy. And he's like, no, we're not going to be doing these things. So like, oh, we're going to have this and this and whatever. He's like, no, we do not have this. He's the accountant. He's like, we have no budget for these things. We're not doing any of these things. So she's just like, yeah. And then this, he's like, no, that's not happening. Okay. So it's just like, so it's kind of like internal struggle. Yes. Yeah. So then he confronts them about Joey Lawrence. And was like, what the heck? Like, am I the sloppy seconds? And then. Something, I don't know. Then Sam makes some sort of like the blonde chick makes some sort of sexist-y type comment, like, oh, I'd like to be your sloppy like second or whatever. Okay. It was just like,
yeah,
whatever.
She's very like weird.
She is very horny and like, yes.
Yeah.
She's your mama Lou.
Yay. So yes. Okay.
So then they're like, okay, whatever. And then Susie, I hope you can see this part. So she has made a Joey McIntyre rug.
Aw, cute.
So she spent all week or something putting together this rug.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I have a new rug. She's like, he's like, okay. He's like, do you want me to make you one? He's like, no, I'm good. Thanks. Like, I can do that. No, we're good. So anyways, it's pretty good.
Yeah, rug. That was funny. That was pretty funny.
So then Barrett and Kira are just there. They're trying on clothes. And she's interviewing nannies. So now she's like, okay, we can both do our job, as you said. So we should just get a nanny to help watch the kids.
Agreed.
So that makes sense. So now we flip back to behind the scenes at Criticon, and they have this comfy capsule. So they want Joey to emerge from this capsule and jump out on stage.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
No, I'm not doing that. And they're like, oh, you have to do that, blah, blah. So they put him in his dressing room, his fancy dressing room. So there is just a bowl of peanuts and the Joey McIntyre rug. That is the only thing. There's an empty jug with no water in it. It's like, he's like, this is a really pretty, like,
that's all they could afford.
That's all that Malcolm would let us pay for, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So then he hears some music and stuff, and he's like, what's going on? So then he opens it up. Oh, look, there's Joey Lawrence promoting his other shooting show in a giant room beside him.
Oh, no.
So he has his own show called Joey's Gym.
Okay.
So he like works out. He's a CIA agent / orphanage person. I don't know. It's like this very elaborate show that they're spending lots of money on. That's his show.
And basically that's like Joey wants to do that kind of show.
Joey's like, how come Joey Lawrence has this like giant caliber of stuff and it's the type of show that he would want to do and stuff, like a crime show? And he's like, what the hell? So, and then he's complaining about his room, and then they're like, look how shitty. So yeah. So then the manager comes in and he's like, oh, enthralled by Joey Lawrence again. But then they're like, oh, we're going to have a better room for you. So this is the better room where they have given him some popcorn and some candy Twibs, which is a no-name candy from like the, I don't know, wherever the
that's
heck they
were. Hilarious.
And then obviously the manager's like, oh my God, candy Twibs. And he's all excited, right? So Paige is like, you're the manager. You need to get Joey to wear these short shorts.
Oh God.
And have him pop out of this capsule.
Oh God. Okay.
And he's like, no, we're not going to do that. And she's like, yeah, you're going to make him do it. He's like, okay. Sure. So meanwhile, Barrett is now interviewing nannies, and she is.
Oh my God, this is the fun character.
This gentleman, who is a boy, he's hipster. He's
like a zen like character.
Very zen, the bubble of tranquility. He's putting.
He makes food, takes the food from the garbage, and makes like shakes and food. And
makes with leftovers, so there's no waste.
Ew. Okay. Well, I mean,
so he's like, you're in a bubble of tranquility, and you're in this fight, and they're like, we're in a bubble, and Barrett's like, oh my God, he like calmed down the kids, like everything's, and he's all talking about healthy shit and all that stuff. So she's like, yeah, he's great.
Okay.
She hired him on the spot.
So she like hires him on the spot, and then Kira wanted a bubble, but he said no. But he, I can't remember. She's still left happy. I can't remember why. Anyway, so now they're like hanging out in the Joey tent. And then for some reason, then they start like shit talking about Dancing with the Stars and stuff. So now they've decided they are going to do a dance off. See, who is the better Joey? And there's like a So there is a disco ball going on. They are doing their dance off. Joey Lawrence is in a white tank top. Joey McIntyre is in a black tank top. And they're just like dancing around each other, and then they realize that they both have a mutual love for each other, and that, you know, like they are the same thing.
Everyone is a one big happy family.
So they're like, you know what, whatever. So then Joey McIntyre is like, listen, they want me to put in this stupid capsule, they want me to wear these short shorts, and Joey Lawrence is like, no, like you're above this, you don't have to do this, like whatever, you're Joey McIntyre, put your foot down, don't come out and be embarrassing.
Okay.
So he's like, yeah, you're right. I agree with you. That's great. Meanwhile, then the manager is trying to like get Joey Lawrence's number and stuff. So whatever. So then it's just like, I'm putting my foot down, blah, blah, blah. And then we skip ahead. And he's like, I'm not going to wear these short shorts. I'm not going to wear these alien antenna. I'm not going to do any of this stuff. And they're like, okay. And then you hear some music in the background. And what do you see?
What?
Joey Lawrence coming out of the capsule.
Oh, no. Because
now he has stolen the capsule.
No.
Because they're like, it's going to be a memorable moment if you come out of this capsule. It'll be a memeable. It'll be a memeable moment. So McIntyre has finally said, no, I'm not doing it. So then he comes out. And then everyone starts taking pictures because he was out first.
Oh,
and
God.
They're like, look, it's a memeable moment. He's like, this is such a memeable moment.
Oh, no.
Like, Joey Lawrence.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
For shame, Joey Lawrence.
For shame, Joey Lawrence. And he's like, sorry. And
everybody's like, favorite Joey.
And they made it a meme and it was like famous. So, yeah. So that's that one. So
that's
now,
episode two.
That is episode two. So now we are moving on to episode three. So again, we have the recap, blah, blah, blah.
Recap takes up most of the episode.
The recap takes up like 2 minutes of this episode.
Well, if you haven't watched, it's good to have a recap.
All right. So now you can see that Flan, this man's
okay, this
Flan.
Is funny.
So he has Flan. So he's there. He's making a smoothie. And Joey's like, who are you? And he's like, can I help you? He's like,
because he's like,
we can help just, each other.
Like, we just don't. When I wake up, I don't see like a man. I'm he's like a stranger in my house.
Because I guess Barrett never told him he got hired. So he's like, there's a random man.
Oh.
So he's making a smoothie. He's confused. He's like, okay. And so then he's like, would you like a smoothie? He's like, sure. So he's just drinking it, and he's like, this is good. And then Flan goes, yes, it was scavenged at Flavor Peak. And he's like, what? And then he looks over. Oh, you can't see it.
Oh,
looks over and he takes a banana peel and half-eaten banana out of the garbage and throws it into the smoothie.
Oh.
And then blends it up again. So then you'll see Joey just like spits his smoothie back out.
Yeah, it was gross.
Like, ew.
This man is, yep, there's his face. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yuck.
So then, we're back at the office. Susie is there. She is playing it's a keyboard that you blow into a tube.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what those are called?
No idea. But yes. Okay. So, I see them at anime conventions all the time.
They're like,
instead of using electricity, they use
and then you make the music happen, right?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think it was like an 80s thing. I don't know. So she's trying to play the right stuff, but it's not like working. She's just like, and Joey's like, oh, the right stuff. And she's just like, well, I worked at home and I don't know why it's working now. And he's like, she's like, oh, yeah. So she's like, I don't even know why they're interviewing Joey Fatone. He's like, what? And she's like, for a sidekick.
No.
And she's like, he's like, what? A sidekick? And she's like, oh, they didn't tell you. So he's like, what the hell? So he walks in, he's like, so there's her crying because her like
her life's over. Keyboard, she couldn't do it.
Keyboard thing's not working, so she's all sad.
It's called a pianica.
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 Cool. Piano harmonica.
Oh, so like a piano harmonica.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's called melodica.
Melodica.
There you go. Okay,
you're there welcome. You go.
Anyways, please continue.
Anyway, so now they're like, he gets to the thing and he's so Joey Fatone is just
woo!
Hacking it
up. Living it up over here. Making
up.
Lots and of jokes.
Paige and Sam are like, this is hilarious. Like laughing at him. Joey McIntyre's like, what the fuck is going on? He starts telling this joke about deep sea fishing with a pig. Like some guy had brought a pig there. And then he's like, what the hell? And he's like, oh, but Elton John. He's like, oh, just kidding. I was lying about Elton John, but the pig was real. So then Joey comes in and McIntyre comes in and Fatone's like, oh, I was just telling them about deep sea fishing. He's like, yeah, haha, I know that.
That's a funny story that you always tell. That's a
funny story. He gives him a hug. And then he's like, I'm so happy that they told me that we were auditioning a sidekick because they definitely did not tell me this. And then they're just like, oh, because he's like, because I would totally want a sidekick. And they're like, oh, we know, we could read your mind. And then Blondie's like, oh, it's like we're very in sync with the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then she gets up and she's like, don't you just
feel the electricity?
The electricity. So she stands up. And if you cannot see this, she puts puts a hand on one of her tits. Feel the electricity. And is like grabbing
yes.
her tits.
This will be Lydia.
This is like, this character is you.
Lydia. Yeah.
Just yeah. Like, it was mind. Very entertaining.
Okay. They're like, yeah, this is great. They're like, oh, let's do a fake interview. So then the brunette, they're like, oh, we'll pretend that she's Alyssa Milano. So like, okay. So then he's like, can't think of anything and asks a question. So he's like,
Because when you're on the spa, you're like, you can't do it.
Because he didn't know something was happening.
Yeah.
So then she's all like, oh, yeah, I just came back from Italy. And he's like, oh, yeah, Italy is, you know, a great place in Europe or something. He says something and it's just like awkward.
Oh, no.
So then they're just looking at him like.
So she makes that face. Yeah.
But then Joey Fatone's like, hey, speaking of Italy, there's this, I guess there's some sort of statue that you put your hand in.
Okay.
And if you lie, then the statue like cuts off your hand.
Uh-huh.
So then he made some sort of joke of like, oh, that's like me with my wife at home, but I gotta be careful that, you know. The hand, and then she'll chop off something else, and then Blondie's like, "Your cock!" Like it was just like, okay, like it just escalated really. It was really fun.
But the cock was
blurred. Right, so you couldn't hear. It was just like, that means you're. And it's like, you know, Joey makes dirty jokes all the time.
Yeah,
so
that was so funny.
But it was just like Joey McIntyre was like so awkward, and you know, Joey Fatone, he hosts all these things. So obviously entertaining.
Right.
I feel like Joey's like more outgoing anyways, right? Joey Fatone?
Yes, definitely is. So then he's on the phone with his manager and they're like, oh yeah, they're totally gonna replace you with Joey Fatone. Like he's way
funnier. And the show hasn't even started yet.
Like Joey's just way funnier than you. Like he's just like his manager. He's like, crap. So then he decides when McIntyre is in a crisis, what's he gonna do, Lydia?
He's gonna call.
I'm gonna call Donnie Wahlberg.
Jenny is not in this one. Oh my god, I have that crown.
That's the Burger King crown.
Yes. Anyways, Donnie Wahlberg is in some sort of office.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm guessing he's at home. I don't know.
Jenny is not in this one. And he's like, man, you can't go against Joey Fatone. He's a national treasure. Like,
I love it. That's a good line.
So he's just like talking about how great Joey Fatone is and like, you know, you can't go do stand up next to Joey Fatone. And then he's like, listen, here's what I'm going to do. You got to hone your comedy skills. Or I don't know if he asked that or if Joey asked him like, hey, you still have connections with the comedy club. And Donnie's like, yeah, I'll get you in for like an open mic type thing to do practice your comedy and get better.
Oh no.
So meanwhile, Alex is like, hey, Jenny, how's it going, Jenny? Blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, nobody's talking, and then he's like, oh, I think they hung up. And then he's like, Donnie's like, no, I'm still here. And he's like, oh, okay. He's like, Jenny, blah blah blah. But Jenny's not even there.
Yeah.
So he hangs up, and then Joey's like, what did I tell you? He's like, you do not talk to Jenny before you're introduced to Jenny.
Okay.
It's like, you have not met her yet. Stop trying to have a relationship with her.
Okay.
Like, it's not happening.
Yeah, okay.
So he's like, okay, sure. So then meanwhile, we're back at Barrett and the kids. So Barrett's still kind of at home, but she has to get out for an event. So our buddy Flan over here has built a yurt in the backyard.
Okay.
And they're like, come play in our fort. And they're like, he's like, it's a yurt. It's a spiritual blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he's like, and then this like alarm goes off and they're like, what's going on? And it's, he has to leave because a whale has been beached.
Uh-oh. It's gonna die.
So he has to go and help push the whale back into the ocean. And Barrett's like, but I have to leave. Like,
why doesn't he? And bring
he's like, yes, but you know, this whale will die. And she's like, the kid's like, don't let the whale die. And she's like, okay, go, I guess. He's like, oh yes, the whale thanks you or whatever. So he like takes off. But meanwhile, good news. Joey Fatone has stopped by.
Okay, sure he has. All right.
She will take the babysitting duties.
Oh my God.
So Barrett's like, oh, I gotta go. And Joey's like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood. I gotta watch. She's like, oh, I have no one to watch the kids. He's like, I'll watch the kids. It's the boy band code. Boy band code is that you help out other boy band members.
Who knew this code?
So Barrett's like, oh, okay, cool. So meanwhile, Joey's not home. So he calls Barrett. And he's like, listen, I got to practice. I'm going to do a stand-up routine, so I'm not going to be home tonight. She's like, no worries. Joey Fatone is here. And he's like, of course he is. Like, why is he there? Oh, he's watching the kids. It's all good. So then there's like a montage of like Joey playing with the kids, and they tie him up, and he finds gold.
Barrett loves it. They're having a great time.
Barrett's like, oh, this is so great. Joey's doing such a great job with the kids. And like, there's actually like a little Joey Fatone like theme song that's playing. It's like You're never alone with Joey.
It's Co. So like, cute. I thought it was great.
It is a very cute little montage where the kids like love Joey Co. It's oh my God, so funny. So now it's back to like the thing, and the executives are talking about staff guy wrong something. They're missing something. Something's not right. Like whatever. Like maybe Joey McIntyre wasn't the best. So she's, oh, she couldn't find her pills. She's trying to find her special mints.
Oh God.
Okay. And then they're like, oh my God, my mints are gone, whatever. So then Susie comes in with this top secret briefcase that has all these extra pills. So they're able to give her like calming mints or whatever.
That I'm just going to say, it's a little problematic. I feel like that that part hasn't aged well.
But, yeah, okay. No, it does not. So she has these special drugs that she takes.
Okay.
So yeah, so like, okay. So she's like, okay, whatever. She's like, ah, yes, my mints will help relax me and everything. So now they end up going to this comedy club to do the jokes. Okay. And
this was Johnny helping him up.
Hooking him up with this club.
Yeah.
So okay. Alex is like, listen, if your joke is bombing, just talk into the mic slowly.
Like whisper.
It's like whisper into the mic. And then he's like, why? He's like, listen, I've seen a bunch of comedy specials. When comedians do that, people just can't stop laughing. It's the most hilarious thing ever. Whatever.
Yeah. All right.
And he's like, okay. He's like, just speak really low and slow. He's like, okay. So he gets in and then he starts his jokes about snowplows.
Oh no.
And they're just really bad, bad jokes.
Oh,
and then
that's snow.
Like, who hates snow?
Gotta plow that snow.
Who gets the snowplow driver to work? Does he call up another snowplow driver to plow his way to his snowplow?
And I mean, that's a good idea.
It's a good question, but I feel like they just they go home with their snowplows, I believe.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, it was just like the crowd was like, this is garbage and terrible. They're like, boo.
Oh, no.
He bombed.
He bombed really bad. It was bad. So anyway, so then the host or manager chick comes up to him afterwards and she's like, listen, it's your first try, whatever. It was terrible. She's like, you need to talk about things you know about.
Yeah.
You're from Boston. Talk about Boston.
Yeah.
Talk about New Kids. Talk about things. That's what makes jokes funny. You think something's going to be funny. Don't talk about it. Talk about stuff you actually know about.
Yeah.
Because she's like, listen, I have another gig coming up. Come with me. We'll practice in the car. We'll talk over some material.
Yeah.
And you'll do much better at this other gig.
So yeah.
He's like, okay. And it's in Bakersfield, which is a little bit further away. He's like, it's another club, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
So he's like, yeah, okay, sure. What the hell? So they end up going to this club, which is called Titters.
Oh, my.
And it is a strip club.
Wow.
Yes. So that is where they are. So she takes him to this strip club. So he's like, what the fuck? She's like, oh, it's fine. It's comedy night. It's good. You're good.
Oh, no.
So he goes up on stage and he actually does a good job. Like these guys are
like, laughing. He got a standing ovation.
They're having a great time. Everything's wonderful. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, cool.
So he has confidence now. He knows how to tell jokes. He knows how to be funny. He's great.
Okay.
So meanwhile, this one, the manager of Sam is like losing her mind over her pills again. And then she's like, making dumb decisions, and she determines it's because she's on these pills.
Oh.
So she's decided she's not, because I guess one of the shows bombed or somebody canceled something. Or Jerry Springer doesn't want to do a gluten pizza pizza show anymore because now he's gluten free and whatever. So he's like, she's like, you know what, Susie, we're gonna throw away all the pills.
Okay. Good.
We're going to flush all the pills, which again, if you have pills
do not flush
because that will go into the water treatment system. So bring them to your pharmacy.
Yeah.
But, you know, not as convenient. Apparently. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she decides she's going to flush all these pills. Okay. So meanwhile, like the set's over, they're just hanging out. Manager Alex is at the strip club talking to two chicks. Joey's talking to some chick named Candy about like air conditioners and their kids or something. Not anything at all. They were not hitting on each other or anything.
Right.
You're just having a chill conversation. So meanwhile, Alex is like, hey, like these two chicks want to like hook up with me. And he's like, make it fast. He's like, well, you know, it's always fast. And he's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Because they had carpooled, right? So Joey gets tired, falls asleep at the strip club.
Because this girl apparently was like talking about a boring topic probably.
Yeah. So he's now asleep on the strip club. She puts like one of those garment bags on top of him as a blanket. And whatever. So he wakes up, it's the next morning.
Oh no.
Yeah. So he's like, nobody's there. The manager is not there. He's like, holy fuck. He doesn't want to call Barrett. He's like, how am I going to tell my wife I spent the night at a strip club?
Yeah.
So anyway, so who pulls up?
Joey, please.
Nope.
That guy.
Flan. Flan has decided in his really old car to come pick him up.
It's
because Barrett had a tracker on.
Barrett has the Find My iPhone app.
No. Yes.
And she knew that he was at the strip club.
No.
So she sent Flan to come pick him up.
Yeah.
So, and apparently his car smells like disgusting organic things and also whale.
Because of the whale.
Yes. So anyway, so Joey's like, whatever. Meanwhile, his manager is handcuffed and in his underwear, hopping down the street, trying to find them. And he's like, best night of my life.
Oh my God.
They stole my car, my clothes, and my wallet, but it was the best night of my life.
Oh no.
I'm like, Alex, you friggin' nutcase.
Uh-oh.
So now he comes home and Barrett's a little upset.
Obviously.
And he's like, listen, I was just talking to Candy. It was nothing. And she's like, you're on first name basis. He's like, strippers don't have last names. It's just Candy. Right?
Yeah.
Whatever. True. So she's pissed off that he was at a strip club all night. And he's like, listen, I was there for a comedy thing.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
You know, I don't do that.
And then he's like, I was just there for comedy. She's like, just there for comedy? That's like saying I'm just there for the buffet. He's like, the buffet was really good. Like, he's like, the salad bar had so many options. Yeah. And he's just going on about the buffet.
Yeah, that was funny.
Barrett's like, And so then he's like, sorry, have I done I would never cheat on you, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, yes, I know your manager Alex is an idiot, whatever. So she forgives him, whatever. So now he comes to the office and the executives have fired Joey Fatone.
What?
Because now that she's off her pills, she decided that she's going to fire Joey Fatone. And then Joey McIntyre's like, but he's a national treasure.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can tell jokes now, whatever. And she's like, nope. Adios, Joey Fatone. So,
oh, wow.
Anyways, so.
She got over her withdrawal really quickly.
Yeah. So then she's like, but you know what makes you you? And Joey's like, what? And she's like, your music. Like, you are a music guy.
Yeah.
We're going to bring you back to the music.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, well, I'm going to need a kick-ass musical director.
Okay.
So she's like, yes.
We know who it is?
We've already hired him.
Is it Joey Fatone?
It is not Joey Fatone.
It is? The other one. Shinzia's husband.
Oh, God.
Chris from NSYNC with goggles on his head playing the, what did we call that? Piano chord?
Pianica?
The memorable
Pianica, right?
Pianica, yes. Pianica. So Susie does not look very happy that Chris is there sitting on her desk playing with her little harmonica piano, but there you go.
Okay.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
Amazing.
That was funny.
New musical director. And he's like, what the hell?
Well,
so there you go. So that is that episode. So moving along.
Episode four.
This one is called When You Can't Stop to Go. Return of the Mac. So he's out in the garden with Flan.
Planting peppers?
They're planting peppers. They're having like a Zen moment about gardening and Zen things. So now he's like, blah, blah, blah. So now
he was like, let's hold hands.
Right. Do you have notes on this?
On the Zen part? No, he's just babbling all the jumbo stuff. So he's like, you need to focus on the light or something. So now they're at the comfy offices and he's looking at the light and look at the sun and it will bring you peace or whatever. I don't know. Flan says a lot of mumbo jumbo.
Okay.
So now we got our buddy Malcolm, the finance guy there.
Yeah, the accountant.
So they're like, and they're sitting there for a meeting because good news, they have a sponsor for the show.
Hooray!
So now they have a sponsor for the show. Our new friend Alejandro is going to go through this and tell us what this wonderful sponsor is. Would you like to guess ahead of time before I review?
Is it Wahlburgers?
Is it what?
Wahlburgers?
It is not.
Okay, no.
Oh, it is way better than that.
Okay.
So he's like, all right, imagine you're at Coachella.
Uh-huh.
You're dancing. It's late at night, you know, whatever. So meanwhile, Sam, the executive who's now off her pills, cold turkey, has come in carrying like a plethora of bags and kind of interrupts the meeting and looks like very haggard.
Oh,
and,
my.
Like, whatever. And they're just like, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm good. So okay, you can start up again, Alejandro. So Alejandro's dancing. And that's what we have, my friends.
Ew.
They're PGR, so those not watching, the product is called
Personal Relief Garment.
Sometimes the Personal Relief Garment.
Oh my god.
So
it's basically a diaper.
So they're all clapping, and Joey's like, a diaper? Like, what the hell? I'm not putting my face on the side of a diaper. And then like, oh, it's great. It's sponsored content. We're going to do all this stuff. And he's like, it's a diaper. He's like, it's not a diaper. It's a personal relief garment for like when you're at concerts and things and you don't have time to go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then they're like, don't worry. We got Shrimpy Kittles to come in and direct this commercial. And they're like, who the fuck is Shrimpy Kittles? And they're like, so this weird man comes in. And they're like, oh, he's a very famous director on Vine.
Oh, Vine.
You guys remember
God.
Vine?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How old are we?
Yeah.
7 second videos, are they not?
Like, yeah. Vine was the precursor to TikTok.
That was.
Yeah.
Yes. So. Like, oh, yeah, he's great. They're like, he's directed like hundreds of videos. Like, they're 7 seconds long.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, but they're impactful. And he's so great.
Yeah.
So they're like, yes. So she tells. So then the thing is, they're like, okay. And they're like, yep. I forgot. They ripped off their pants at one point to then show these undergarments.
I see.
Okay. Cause it was part of their jingle.
It's part of the thing. These sometimes undergarments. So Joey's like, what the hell? So he's like yelling at her in the hallway. And he's like, I'm not doing this thing with diaper, like whatever. And then she's like, well, you have to, because we have no money, whatever. And then she tells Malcolm to fuck off. Like, they bleep it out. And then Paige comes up to Joey and is like, why is she like more like whatever? She's like, oh yeah, she's off her meds. This is how she gets.
Yikes.
Like, things happen when this happens. Like,
oh,
this has happened before when she has withdrawal, whatever.
Oh dear.
So then his manager, so he's on his phone with his manager, and now Alex is pissed off that he has turned down the diaper commercial. And he's like, why'd you turn it down? He's like, whatever. So he's like, it's ridiculous. I'm not doing this. Like, whatever. So she gets home, and then Barrett has just come back from the preschool, in which there was like a college prep class for the preschool kids. God. And she's like, oh my God, how are we going to pay for all the kids to get into Harvard? College is so expensive. All this money, like whatever. So, so Joey's talking about how they want him to like do this diaper thing. And then she's like, he's like, Flawn, would you wear the diapers? Like, you're that. He's like, of course I wouldn't. They're not biodegradable and whatever.
Yeah.
So like, Joey's like making a sandwich with like tomatoes picked from the garden. So he's like, you need to be one with nature. And so you see the spray bottle. He's like, so, okay. He's like, yes, I like to collect my urine in the spray bottle and use it on the plants to help them grow. So Joey was just about to take a bite of the sandwich and she's like,
yeah,
that is so gross.
Yeah,
so gross.
Maybe, but okay.
So Joey decides, you know what, I need money, I'm gonna do these stupid ads.
Okay.
So he's decided he's gonna do it.
Okay.
So Alejandro's like, perfect, we're all excited, take off your shirt. And he's like, what? And he's like, take off your shirt. Like, okay. He's like, oh, you're not buff enough. You look disgusting.
Oh,
which by the way, he did not. But he showed him a picture of him on tour. He's like, this is what you should be looking like. And he's like, that takes months to get to that point. Chiseled abs. He just had like cuts. So he's like, well, you have 2 days.
2 days.
And he's like, oh God. And then meanwhile, Blondie over here is going more loopy.
Yeah.
And she's like throwing confetti in the air, which is Susie's salad. And she's just like, la la la. And Susie's like, stop throwing my salad away. And then she's like, oh, Joey. So she still likes Joey.
Yeah.
Even though his abs are there. So she's very excited about that. So now when McIntyre's in a crisis, who does he call?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Woo. So Donnie is hanging out with his puppy there. So he's called him for fitness advice. And so Donnie's like, okay, I got a guy. I'll get you there. Whatever. We're good.
I love this character. It's the best.
And he's like, why do you need to get fit so quickly? He's like, oh, because I got to do these ads. And he's like, what are the ads for? And he's like, for diapers. And he's like, why are you doing that? He's like, but you're the one who always says that, like, you know, you got to do the thing for the money. He's like, no, I would definitely not. You should have told me this earlier. I would have told you not to do the diaper thing.
No.
He's like, okay, you've committed. Now we're, you know, whatever. So his thing, his uh, parting advice. He's like, because if you would have called me earlier, I would have said, don't be hyper. Under no circumstances should a middle-aged man be in a diaper.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair.
He's like, good advice. Hey, good advice.
It is what it is. So he's like, I got a guy. So he sends him to go see Scott Foley.
Okay. Mm.
He's an actor too, isn't he, Soph?
Yeah. He was on Felicity. Oh my God, I couldn't think of it. Felicity.
Yes. So I don't know.
He played one of the boyfriends in Felicity.
I don't know what Felicity is, but okay.
It was that chick with the curly hair.
Carrie.
Russell kind of looks like.
Yes, Carrie Russell, yeah. I don't
know. But okay. Anyway, so she was on the show.
She was also on Mickey Mouse Club. Ah. Carrie Russell, yeah.
Yes. So anyway, so he's like, okay, Joey, you got to lose all this weight. You got to be toned in 2 days. So Joey's like, okay. So he starts like picking up weights and he's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. He's like, working out. He's like, you're not going to get this definition in 2 days from working out.
No. Yeah, dehydrate, dude.
He's like, you gotta get ripped quick. So he just starts by taping garbage bags around him.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So he's like, all right, we're gonna tape this around you. You're great. Okay, then you're gonna go home and you're gonna make a bath with very hot water. You wanna be able to melt butter with this water, put lots of Epsom salt in there, and you're gonna sit in this bath for 3 to 8 hours.
Ah!
And it has to be hot the whole time. He's like, you're gonna pass out. That's gonna happen. You're gonna pass out from this.
Ew.
And you're gonna crap yourself.
Oh God.
And that's why you're wearing the bag. And it's like, what the hell?
Ew.
So meanwhile, Flan picks up the kids from school and they're all excited and they're like, yeah, we're hungry. And he's like, okay, cool. What do you want? And they're like, we want chicken nuggets. And then Flan's like, oh, do you know where chicken nuggets come from? And they're like, yeah, they come from the freezer. And he's like, no. Children, this is where it comes from. So he shows them a video of like, you know, chickens being like torch murdered or whatever. So the kids are like, ah, they're all like screaming and stuff. So meanwhile, Joey comes back. He's already sweating. He has this giant bag of Epsom salt. so he's there. The Kira's like, did you know about chicken nuggets or something? You know, why did the chicken cross the road? And he's like, I don't know. She's like, to get away from the chicken processing plant so he survives. And he's like, that's cool. That's nice. But like, he's like, okay, whatever. So now he's in the tub. He's delusional.
Oh my gosh.
Barrett comes in to do her like skincare routine, which she puts a mask on and then puts another mask on top.
That's weird.
Is that weird?
I don't
know. Yeah.
Anyways, so she's like talking. She's like, oh, did Kira talk to you about chicken? Uh-huh. So he thought she was talking about the joke.
Yeah.
But what she actually meant was that Flan showed them that video and that now like they don't want to eat chicken anymore, right? He's like, yeah. She's like, okay, I know you have this photo shoot, but like after you're done, let's do a family dinner. So we're all together, whatever. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Then he passes out in the tub, whatever. So now it's like he's there. His manager's like, oh, there's so much great food here. And he's like, God. I haven't eaten in 2 days. He's like, oh, it's so juicy and delicious. And being the jackass that he is.
Yeah,
so
yes,
there you go. So now Susie is panicking because Sam, the blonde exec, has gone missing. So she's like, has anyone seen Sam? And they're like, no. She's like, oh, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. Ha ha ha. Joey's like, okay, what's going on? So she reappears. She has gone so delusional. She's now naked.
Awesome.
So now she's walking around right now. If you can't see this, she's standing behind two melons at the craft catering place and just like walking around naked. So now Alejandro's like, okay, we got to shoot this video. And he's on a green, there's a green screen. So
oh my God, this
green
part was
screen
too.
Is behind him. He's on a treadmill. He's walking. He's whatever. So as they're doing this, then they rip off his clothes. So now he's just standing there in this, what did we call it? A personal relief device
garment.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Personal relief garment on this treadmill.
Wow.
So it's going well, I guess. He's saying his lines.
Yeah.
And then Sam. decides to show up, and now she's behind things. She's like, great job, Joe. And he's like, looks up and sees that she's naked. So he loses his concentration.
Oh, no.
Falls off the treadmill, hits his head.
God, oh, no.
Is now like injured on the ground. Oh, Susie's like, oh, Joe, he's dead. Like, you know,
and Joey's like, I'm fine, Susie, please.
She's like, no, we're going to save you. He's like, I'm fine, whatever. So meanwhile, so they're trying to like figure out like him because he has, and then security is trying to get like a towel, like a blanket on the naked lady.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, okay, everything's fine, whatever. And then she's just like, okay, whatever. So then she's like, whoa, I'm free, and like running away from the security guards naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now it's nighttime. So he comes home. He's like, kids, I'm home for dinner.
I have chicken.
Like,
yeah, so they brought, he bought like two big things of chicken, and they're like, ah! They're screaming and crying. That's how that episode ends.
Sorry, can we check the time really quick to see where we are?
Great.
1:10.
Oh, okay.
You
know what?
Mind if we
can do a part two of this?
Yeah, let's do a part two just because we're already at.
All right, so there you go. So there's your recap of the first four episodes of Return of the Mech.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
a ridiculous cheesy show.
Yeah.
It's
definitely very fun.
You have to get past the first episode because I was like, I cannot do this. This is like so
it's over the top cringe cheese, but it's in a good way.
Yeah. It's entertaining.
Like, good boy band entertainment.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna stop it here.
So thanks for taking a break with us, guys.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.